Okay, how you doing over there? Welcome to the show over here.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
You're goofy.
We're goofing off.
Are we going to be goofing off like this every day?
It is National Goof Off Day today.
Is that every day? Come on.
Goofing off on the job, huh?
Goofing off, sir!
You better be goofing around.
I'm the king of goofing off.
Today is National Goof Off Day.
Do something goofy.
It's showtime, baby.
So what does that exactly mean? What do you do when you're at work and you goof off?
Means
what
is going that? Home right now. Bye. Goofing like, off.
Like, I don't know what goofing off is.
I kind of feel like whatever it is, you're doing it.
Well, yeah, I feel like our job's different. I feel like we kind of just goof off every day. If you have, like, a serious 9-to-5 job and you're supposed to be sitting at a desk doing important stuff, instead, today, you should play games in the office and just goof off.
Okay, now that makes more sense. But, like, to me, I didn't know what to do, so I'm sitting down. I never sit down.
Is that your idea of goofing off?
Yeah.
If it is, that's really sad.
I know.
You need more excitement and joy in your life.
How pathetic is that?
You're
that's
crazy.
That's my life. I don't even know how to goof off.
I think you goof off 24/7. I think that's your problem.
I think goofing off for you is like when you come to work with no pants on or, I don't know.
Instead of responsibilities, it's just back to Trezzo.
Yeah.
What a life that is.
Rocket's like, I did nothing yesterday. All I did was go to Red X and CVS. I went to Trezzo. Then I went home. I took a 20-minute nap. Then back to Trezzo. Then after dinner, I went home. And I slept so good, you guys.
Oh, he did something. He watched Roadhouse.
I watched the movie.
Ooh, how was it?
I thought it was okay. It's good. I'm a big fan of the original. But this is like more on the coast. I'm not going to give too much away. But the fighting scenes were incredible. I didn't realize, because I don't watch MMA, but I think every person, every man that watches MMA is going to watch this movie.
And they're going to be like, wow, Conor McGregor's butt is hot.
Whoa, did not see that coming.
That's what you said, right, Rocket?
Now, Jake Gyllenhaal
like, boy,
is
it's tight.
Built.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, like, wow. Uh-huh. Did he get that? He got that way for that one boxing movie, didn't he?
I don't know if he's maintained it this whole time, though. I think he just does what he needs to do for his roles.
I mean, it was a kind of campy movie, but I like stuff like that, kind of stuff where you just forget about the world and just sit down and watch the movie.
Rocket, how would you survive in a bar fight?
I wouldn't. I would run. I mean, it's just like...
It's like I would jump over the bar and hide under the counter.
it's funny because I'm watching the movie thinking, what would happen if this is going on with me? I'm going to find a place to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide.
And just hide?
Behind the bar, somewhere, just anywhere.
You know that about yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's just you.
I'm here to live. I'm not going to die in a bar fight.
Yeah.
Would you be one of those, like, in the old cheesy movies where you take the glass and you hit the guy over the head with the bottle?
Like the girls do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how girls fight?
Don't you watch Westerns? There's always a female with a bottle
where
of whiskey.
They're all fighting, yeah, and then boom.
Yeah, smash. But I thought it was something to do to pass time. That's all it was. Conor McGregor, he's actually a pretty decent actor in this movie.
Well, yeah, he acts all the time in life every day.
I really don't know much about him, mm-hmm. except the reports you've done in tabloid about him getting arrested for attacking a bus or something.
Yeah, he's done lots of stuff. He's a character.
Yeah.
He's a good fighter, though.
Yeah, he's the best fighter. He just definitely has what I'd like to call an attitude problem, but who amongst us doesn't, you know?
All right, we're heading into Friday. Ladies, any big plans this weekend?
Probably not. Just hanging out with my dogs.
Tara? I've got some stuff going on. We've got a pre-Easter celebration. I'm getting my hair done finally. These roots have been just wearing on me.
We were wondering.
Yeah, seriously. My daughter's going to have lunch with both sets of grandparents tomorrow, and
wow.
Her heart's going to explode. Like, both grandmas at the same time. She is going to be thrilled.
It's going to be a great day. Don't forget tomorrow, though, when you wake up, it's going to be like in the 20s.
Ick.
No, I'm going to forget that. I don't want to remember that. That sounds not fun.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. What's happening in tabloid today?
Pretty exciting for movie fans. We got our first official look at the new Beetlejuice.
As I'm sitting here listening to Kenya Gray's Strangers, I just deleted my CBS Sports app for NCAA basketball.
Why?
My team lost.
Oh,
are you one of the? Are you one of the many casualties? You're not one of the only 2,000 brackets still going strong out of 22 million.
No, I'm not. And then
did it have something to do with Oakland beating Kentucky?
Yes, a little town out of outside Michigan or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm like, what in the world? What? Then I'm flipping over watching KU basketball. They almost blew it, but they got a win. And they move on, but it's like, oh my gosh, this is like the first day, and everybody's bracket's gone.
I think it's always fun when there's a bracket buster.
This is a big one.
Yeah, the people with money on it get so much more when there's only a few of them left.
Oh, and they're showing all these other colleges, like people who are watching in Vegas, and they're just like devastated.
Dana?
Yes.
Oh, has anyone checked on him? Is he okay?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't he actually on vacation this week because he loves basketball and betting so much?
But just think of the odds of so many people that are still in it. This is going to be a crazy tournament. Now I have nothing to watch. It's like, I'm done.
Is Nebraska still in?
I have no idea.
Because that would really determine his mental health at this point.
Did they even make the national tournament?
He was at a game last night.
He's in Memphis or something like that.
Who knows?
He's been posting all about it.
We know so much about Davo right now.
Yeah. We're obsessed with him.
Yeah, we can't get enough.
Good luck to the K-State women's team. They play today, and KU women's play tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And then KU plays the second round tomorrow as well. Lots of movie news today in our tabloid trash. I was very excited when I saw this come down yesterday. The first official, it's not really a trailer as much as a really long teaser for the new Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
You get to see Jenna Ortega. You get to see Winona Ryder. You see Catherine O'Hara. The movie is called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and it hits theaters on September 6th.
You excited?
I'm really excited.
I can't wait. Yeah. I want to see how they explain, like, Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin. Did they cross over? What's the deal? Are they maybe going to pop up in a CGI form and it's a surprise? I have so many questions.
Also, is there going to be a scene in the new one like the dinner table scene in the original?
I don't know.
Because
they use
cool
that song.
Yeah.
They use the Deo song is all through the long trailer. Or teaser, whatever you want to call it. All nine Star Wars movies are returning to theaters this spring and will be shown in chronological order to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. The Skywalker saga begins on Star Wars Day, May 4th. What else is on that day? What is it?
My extra special anniversary.
Oh, that's right, because your husband is such a Star Wars fan.
You're going to watch all the movies?
Yeah, that's sick. That sounds sick online. I'm obsessed.
I do know something that you are obsessed with and that you will watch, Tara.
What's that?
And that is HBO's House of the Dragon.
Amen, sister.
They shared two new trailers yesterday for season 2. I think this is a fun concept. So they released a black trailer, which represents Rhaenyra and Prince Daemon, and a green trailer, which represents Allison and her children. And then the tagline says, all must choose. I'm hashtag team black, in case you're wondering.
I will not choose an affiliation at this time because I'd like to view both trailers.
The fact that you don't have an affiliation already just from season 1 means that we are feuding and we cannot be friends.
Shoot, I hate when this happens.
Yep. newly Oscar recipient winner, whatever you want to call him, Cillian Murphy, is returning for the Peaky Blinders movie. I love Peaky Blinders. Have you guys ever watched that show?
Mm-mm.
It's so good.
I feel like even with subtitles, I could not understand them.
Oh, I don't even need subtitles. I don't care what you're saying, Cillian Murphy. Just talk.
I just love him.
I just love your accent. Release date has not been announced, but it's going to start filming in September. Lots of music news today. Shakira's 12th album drops. She's got guests like Cardi B, Karol G, and Tiesto. And then in theaters today, it is time for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, and McKenna Grace all reunite with the original Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Dan Aykroyd. There's also a new Sydney Sweeney horror movie called Immaculate. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen. Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, we made it to Friday, Kansas City. Coming up next, we're going to find out what's trending this weekend.
The restaurant with a very special eclipse treat and tales of a hot dog hooker.
Taylor Swift, you know, I saw a video of her on TikTok. You know, she's like on break for tour.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just talking to her fans about, you know, thank you before, you know, about the tour and why she does it. She's having fun because they make, you know, her fans make it so much fun for her. And I'm listening to her, I'm watching her. I believe her. And she is gorgeous. I mean, perfect.
Big red duh truck.
I was like, wow, what a beautiful, smart lady.
Talented, charismatic. Gorgeous.
Dating a Chiefs player.
Walks like a gazelle.
She does.
Elegant.
Seriously.
You know what's funny, though, is that in some ways she is graceful and walks like a gazelle, and then in other ways she's a little bit goofy and cut, like those videos where she runs to Travis.
Yeah,
super sweet and romantic, but she kind of, I don't know, is like kind of, it's like a clumsy run, and
it
she
humanizes
like
her.
It does. Yeah. It does. It's funny how she can be both at the same time.
You say it's the same run every time, right?
It is the exact same. The way she throws her arms around his neck, it's so cute.
All right, it is Friday. What is trending?
Well, we're going to talk obviously about KU basketball and all the things you can expect in the tournament. And then I have to continue the tales of the hot dog hooker.
Tricia, what was that fact you gave out about ESPN and the brackets?
Oh, I heard something this morning, like when everything started with the NCAA tournament, there were over 22 million brackets, and there's only about 2,000 left. A lot of it is because Oakland beat Kentucky.
Yeah, remember I told you I was on CBS app and let the sports writers kind of fill my bracket in?
Yes.
For a new car and trips and money. I'm out.
Did they pick Kentucky?
Yes.
Who wouldn't pick Kentucky? I don't even follow basketball, and I know that Kentucky should have been picked to win. I mean, that just seems like the obvious choice. KU did survive.
Barely.
You said it was close. Yeah.
Yeah.
They beat Samford 93-89, so they advanced to round two. They'll play tomorrow on Gonzaga. And then in women's basketball, K-State plays today. That's so cool that they get to play in Manhattan, and then the KU women's basketball team plays tomorrow.
I'll say this, and I love it. I'm glad that women's basketball is getting a lot more TV coverage out of, because there's some really good college basketball teams.
Yeah.
And they're fun to watch.
I think that one girl is putting them all on the map.
Caitlin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $977 million tonight.
And that's game changer.
Do you have a ticket?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to share it with me and Tara?
Nope.
Isn't that just kind of a given that you're always going to share with us?
Sure. You just throw us like $1 million bone.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Just remember, we have that long-standing bet that if one of us ever wins the lottery, we pay off each other's house. It's not my fault you don't own a house.
Teresa said this a long time ago. No, I'm never going to split it with anybody.
No, we didn't. We had that conversation and we joked, and then we immediately decided we would pay off each other's homes. That is like a 20-year standing bet. I just want it on tape right now. Record. Thank you. Save that for later. You did.
He's got $977 million. You've got $100,000 left on your house. He can't part with that. That's way too much.
That's a lot of money, man. Things are tight.
That's right.
In celebration of next month's solar eclipse, Sonic is offering a blackout slush float starting Monday. It is described as a black-colored slush that mixes dragon fruit and cotton candy flavors, cool, topped with whipped cream and sprinkles, and it comes with a free pair of eclipse glasses. I think that sounds fun.
I have a friend who's getting married on the eclipse.
Really?
Yeah, it's
kind of cool.
It's like 200 couples.
Okay.
I don't know why the synthetic cotton candy
just grosses you
just
out.
Just makes me go, oh. Or like any cotton candy, because I'm weird.
I can't eat cotton candy.
I know. It makes me just, the thought of it.
Oh. Just the texture.
Ask me if I've ever tried it. I haven't.
You ever tried it?
Yeah. That's like you and gummy bears. You're like, oh, it's gross. Gum, gross. How much have you tried? None.
Not even one.
Not even had it in your mouth. And finally, a New York woman known as the hot dog hooker has been arrested again. Her name is Catherine. She first made headlines nationwide back in 2012 because she used to have a hot dog truck, but that was just a front for selling sex.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
Why everybody figured out who she was and how she got the name hot dog hooker. Well, now she's been hit with stalking charges and she's accused of harassing a man. I mean, it's actually very serious and she's been exposing herself. But I guess because it's in the news, they're talking about all the things she did. So she had that truck. And then she also made news in 2016 because she posted a yard sign offering nude lap dances on a swing.
On a swing.
Sound like a neighbor you'd like to have?
How disappointing, though, when you just really want a hot dog.
Yes.
And you go up to the van and she's like, I don't offer that.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to win a pair of tickets to Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite with trivia.
And the winning continues on a Friday.
That's right. We've got a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite at the Grand Theater. It's happening now through April 13th. To win those tickets, all you have to do is answer our trivia question. Call 816-476-7093.
816-476-7093. Tara likes to get somebody on the phone.
Yeah, because then everybody starts Googling, and it really is just a buzzkill, you know, when they get it right immediately.
Like seconds?
Yes. Let's play a little bit. Let's have a game.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Mark. 43% of us have worn what at least once?
A necktie.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Are you there?
I'm here. Mickey Mouse. Ears of Mickey Mouse.
You Googled it.
I've worn that more than once.
You have.
You have got fast Googling
He's
fingers.
He's laughing at you, Tara.
But I'm not judging you. 43% of us have worn Mickey Mirror.
Mickey Mirror.
That's Mickey Mouse ears, Mickey just abbreviated. So you get a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a really cool show. If you've never seen them, they're local. How would you even describe it?
Kind of like a Cirque du Soleil.
I mean, I've seen rock shows. Yeah. I've seen everything. It's amazing.
They sing music. It's awesome.
They're like a little bit sexy, but not inappropriate, is how I would describe them as well.
I'm going to put you on hold, buddy. We'll come back and get all your info. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, we want to know one thing. Do you have attitude today, or do you have gratitude?
Times it's empty. Gratitude or attitude with Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
That is your cue to call in 816-476-7093. Do you have attitude as we head into the weekend, or do you have gratitude?
I'm totally numb. How about you?
I have a little bit of attitude today.
Let's hear it.
It's because of the tournament, March Madness.
Oh, your bracket got busted?
First day.
Man.
I mean, first day, my bracket is gone. And then what made me feel better, though, Teresa actually made me feel better about this fact.
Okay. Yeah, the news said that there were 22 million brackets, and there's only about 2,000 that are still valid because a lot of it is because of Kentucky losing.
Yes.
Also, Rocket, didn't you go to the CBS website and auto-generate your bracket?
Yes, I did.
So it can't make you that sad.
No. And also, that's what you get.
So my gratitude is now I don't have to worry about watching March Madness. I got a lot of free time.
Take a rest.
816-476-7093. Do you have attitude or gratitude as we head into the weekend? Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I've got a little bit of attitude.
Okay.
Lovin' on Me has been butchered by the FCC. Every time it comes on, I'm just like, every other word is blanked out, and it makes me so sad. But I also have gratitude.
Okay.
Because my class was canceled today, and that means that my spring break starts early.
Nice.
And both of my daughters have a spring break this upcoming week, so we all get to share it.
That worked out well.
Yeah, seriously.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna have a super slumber party over at our house. They're each inviting 4 friends.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be 10 kids under one roof. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Good for you, man. I enjoy those times with your kids.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, think about how happy you are right now when you're in the middle of it and three of them have had a breakdown.
I want to go
call
home.
Their mom. Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. You're driving them home. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Good morning, Mix. Attitude of gratitude as we head into the weekend.
It's Haley. I have a lot of gratitude because I thought that I was going to have attitude this morning because I was really tired this morning, but I got up and I'm awake and I'm thankful for the day and I'm thankful that Pawpaw is bringing me to Quick Trip right now to get it.
We were just talking about you
yesterday saying it'd been a while since we talked to you. So get that energy drink, girl, and enjoy the day.
I will.
Tell your papa we said hi.
Okay, papa, they say hi.
Thank you, honey. 816-476-7093. Attitude of gratitude. Don't forget, if you're driving or you can't get to the phone, text 816-476-7093.
Casey in Leavenworth has gratitude because it's Friday. My husband and I just bought our first house, and we close on the 29th. That's such a fun and exciting time.
That is a big time in your life.
Let's see. Donna has gratitude because go KU. Emily, I have gratitude and attitude. It's finally Friday, which means two-parent parenting this weekend. attitude because my kid is sick, again.
There's a lot of that going around with young kids.
It's the worst when you get them healthy and then they go interact with another child and come back with more sickness. You're like, come on.
Because they're so full of energy. And to see a little kid not feel well.
It's sad.
It just breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or when they're still their happy, energetic self, but you can tell they're sick and they just like have a coughing spell or something. Breaks my darn heart. This says attitude about the hail damage and dealing with insurance companies. Yeah, that's frustrating. Gratitude. My dance students have their spring dance concert this weekend.
That's fun. You were just talking about Jack Harlow and a dance company.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell our first caller that. Okay, so I always say this wrong. Louisville?
Yeah.
Louisville. Mm-hmm. In Kentucky, there is this really prestigious ballet company that is doing like a year of shows based on Jack Harlow music. And it made me think of Center Stage, that movie, the modern music with the ballet dancing. I think it's going to be awesome.
I watch all these videos on TikTok about the dancers.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning, I didn't know Tracy's got a son who's doing it.
Yeah, our friend Rose, her son does that, like, it's ballroom dancing, but yes. It's like improv.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the one, the Teddy Swim song that you like.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that. I've seen the Macarena, and these guys, this couple nails it.
Yeah,
it's so much talent.
And they have no idea what song they're getting until it starts.
No. Yeah. All right, keep your text coming in. Do you have attitude or gratitude as we head into the weekend? 816-476-7093. Hey there, it's Rocket and Tracy Show. Talking to you, we want to hear from you. You can call or text 816-476-7093. Do you have attitude or gratitude this weekend? Let's give you an example. Teresa.
I have both, actually. I have attitude because my poor Daisy girl, my little dog, has to go in today for heartworm treatment. She's got heartworms, so she has to spend the night, and that's really hard on them. Also, this week, my son, his car broke down on the highway, and we found out he needs a whole new engine in his vehicle. This just happened to my husband, and we had to basically sell his car for scrap metal last week. But we found out, I don't know, by some miracle of God, it's covered under warranty.
Nice.
I mean, that's really, really good news.
I almost cried when we found out yesterday. It's completely covered.
Right, she was telling us it's a 12-year-old car still covered under warranty. That's incredible.
12 years old. And they're going to give him a loaner so he doesn't have to rent a car.
That's awesome. Do you have attitude? Do you have gratitude? 816-476-7093. Your calls and your texts are coming up after Benson Boone. Benson Boone. To me, that's one of the best songs on the radio right now, lyrically. You know, I'm all about lyrics. I changed your mind about that, Tara?
You didn't change my mind. You just changed my views of the song in a way that I thought it was a really pretty song. And then you started talking about what he actually means. You know, he's singing about this woman he loves. He doesn't want her to go away or her to be taken away. And it's just all that more beautiful.
So passionate. Good morning, KC. Do you have attitude or gratitude today? We're taking your calls right now. And, of course, your text, 816-476-7093, attitude or gratitude. Dwayne, thanks for holding. Go ahead, buddy.
My attitude is because of family.
Oh,
I've got a cousin that will be dead by the end of the year due to brain tumors, lesion, and everything else, and his family or none of our extended family seems to give two shits about him, so I'm pissed off with my family right now.
Yeah.
Sorry you're going
through that. I appreciate you calling. Best of luck to you. Best wishes for you and your family. 816-476-7093, attitude or gratitude?
Wendy has gratitude today because she's headed to see Warrant, Lita Ford, etc., thanks to us. Christy says, gratitude, I'm getting married this weekend. Attitude, it's going to be raining the whole day. What? What? That's the first I heard of this. Let me check my weather app.
Good morning, Mix. Attitude or gratitude?
Attitude or gratitude?
Gratitude.
Let's hear it, honey.
Gratitude.
Why?
My sandwich.
Your sandwich?
Oh my gosh! What kind of sandwich is it? Is it peanut butter and jelly?
Nutella.
Nutella, even better. Mm. What's your name?
Wyatt Ratley.
Well, you have a wonderful day. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. To have gratitude for your sandwich.
That's what kids. This is how what I sweet. Love about kids in life. You're just living it.
Let me tell you something about Nutella. I can't have that in my house, just like I can't have granola, because there is no limit.
You'll eat the whole
so
thing.
Good.
Good morning, Mix. Attitude or gratitude today? Hello?
Gratitude.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Today is the last day of school before spring break, and I'm headed to Pensacola tomorrow.
Awesome, man. Have a great time and enjoy it.
Make good choices. That's what I say to my sons.
Don't do what I wouldn't do.
816-476-7093. Let's go to the text line.
This one says, gratitude because it's the West Bottoms American Royal Backyard Barbecue Competition.
Say that three times.
What a mouthful.
I mean, seriously.
Jerrica has gratitude because my spouse is taking the kids to school. That's always nice to share responsibilities. What else? Grateful that Midwestern parking lots are one of the best places to watch the sunrise. That's a really nice way to think of it.
Well, enjoy your weekend and keep your texts coming in. Do you have attitude or gratitude this weekend? Our phone number is 816-476-7093. After a break, we'll be right back.
Trending topics, the accidental horrible thing a woman did during a funeral.
Today is National Goof Off Day.
I've been goofing off all day. Haven't done anything at all.
Nope.
Late for work, but it's okay.
Yeah, man.
'Cause I'm just gonna watch some basketball.
He got it! That was nice, but my bracket is over. I cannot believe that my bracket is done in one day.
You and a lot of other people. The report I heard on the news this morning was that there were over 22 million brackets and only about 2,000 are still valid.
Thanks,
Kentucky.
I know.
Your bracket is busted?
Oh, gone.
Or you busted a bracket early?
It's just done.
Yeah. You've been there before.
I deleted it.
Yeah. The first thing is busted.
That's right. Early.
So KU is still in it. They beat Samford 93-89. So they'll advance to round two and play Gonzaga tomorrow. Now, the women play today for K-State, and they get to play in Manhattan. And the KU women's basketball team plays tomorrow. Would you like some money? I would.
Yeah.
The Mega Millions jackpot, worth an estimated $977 million tonight.
I feel legitimate disappointment whenever I buy a ticket and don't win.
Yeah.
Like, is there some part of me that is that delusional that thinks I'll be the one that wins all the money?
You have to have hope. I mean, why else would you do it if you don't have hope?
I know, but I'm just
You're
I'm
giving
so
away
disappointed.
Money. You're just giving
Somebody
away money.
Somebody has to win.
Yeah, that's right. Why not me? Why not me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You deserve it.
We're going to wake up and say that in the mirror every morning. Why not me?
Yes. I mean, I deserve it more, but we all deserve it. Yes. there is a new trailer out for the sequel to Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
We get to see Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. We get to see Catherine O'Hara. We get to see Winona Ryder and Jenna Ortega. It looks really, really good. It's kind of just a little teaser, and the movie will come out September 6th. The sequel is called Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose. Don't say it a third time.
A woman in London unfortunately could not make it to a funeral, so she watched a Zoom feed. I've had to do that before for family and friends that live out of state. What she didn't realize is that her camera was on, and she accidentally broadcast herself showering to the entire church.
Yikes.
That's not embarrassing at all.
That's very embarrassing.
And the term office Googles. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
It's a term that is trending. It's becoming a bigger thing now. You know what beer goggles are, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, explain. What is it?
It's when you're drinking and you see somebody you wouldn't normally be attracted to.
Right.
But you're attracted to them because of your quote-unquote beer goggles.
Yes.
So now, what do you think office goggles are?
Am I more attracted to Rocket because we're here at work?
You are around him more. It's basically you are overexposed to the same person at work every day, day in and day out. And so it raises their score an average of 2 points. So example, if Rocket is normally a 7 out and about town, here at work, he's a 9.
Talk to me, Tara.
What if he's like a 50 at Tres Amare? What's he here at work?
It's probably still just a 7. Yeah.
Got me good.
That's what's trending on Mix.
It's all about the music and the concerts. And another great concert, a hard ticket to get, is tickets to see Dan and Shay.
That's right. And we have got a pair of tickets for you to see them at the T-Mobile Center April 7th. That is right around the corner. All you have to do is answer correctly this Family Feud questions, but I like to keep it spicy, Rocket.
Okay.
So I'm looking for the third answer on the board.
Third answer on the board.
Not the number one answer, not the number two, not the four, five, six. The third answer on the board. Let's get someone on the phone, 816-476-7093.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Bree.
Bree, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, Bree, what can you have layers of?
Layers of?
Mm-hmm.
Cake.
Okay, that's the exact answer I was looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the third answer on the board. Kind of a buzzkill for my game juices, but also I'm happy for you. The number one answer was clothing. Number two was skin. Number three that we were looking for was cake.
I think we all deserve a slice of cake now.
Agreed. Let's all celebrate. And you can celebrate even more because you get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay April 7th at T-Mobile.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you a big fan?
That's amazing. Yes. Yeah, I went last time they were in town, too.
So tell Kansas City, because a lot of people who don't know country, once you see their concert, you're going to be a fan of theirs for sure.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
All right. Any big plans for the weekend?
I just have to go shopping for an engagement outfit because I have photos next week and I'm a little behind schedule. But
phenomenal. That's
congratulations.
A fun thing.
Thanks.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold and we're going to come back and get all your info, okay?
For sure.
All right, hold on. People still believe in marriage. What's wrong with people?
I want to be engaged.
Pretty sure you're past that point.
Yeah, way past that point. All right, Teresa, when we come back.
We've got your update on tabloid trash. A Utah high school that just got a huge surprise from an A-list star.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. I was on the internet because everything on the internet is real. And I was trying to learn about the spring and the, you know, the leap year and the first day of spring. Mm-hmm. It had me all confused.
Well, like, okay, normally my son, his birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
And he is normally the first day of spring. Sometimes it's the first full day of spring, meaning like the day before it starts at like 2 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
But this year it wasn't because of it's a leap year. So we had 29 days in February. So that pushed him back a day. So that's why on the 19th, we had the first day of spring, technically, and then the 20th was the first full day of spring, and yesterday, he didn't get to have his birthday on the first day of spring.
But Tara's baby did, didn't he? Didn't she?
Yeah, Grace stole it, basically, from my son.
I was like, I was sitting down thinking about what's all going on for the week, and, you know, planning for the weekend, I'm going, wait, something is just off in my brain.
I mean, it's okay that Grace wanted to steal that from him, but he'll get over it.
It's not that big of a deal, Teresa. You're just stealing like a lot of things about your life. It's not a big deal.
Fine. She's copying everything I do, by the way. So I had a first day of spring baby, and then I had a first day of summer baby. So now she's got Grace over here, who was the first day of spring. And then her next baby is due like almost exactly the same time apart as my son. My kids are 3 years apart. Her kids are 3 years apart. I mean, what else you want to take from my life, Tara?
Maybe your paycheck.
No, I got to keep that one.
If you're handing out options, like that's probably the one I'd go with.
All right. We're about to play one of my favorite new artists. Her name is Tyla, and his song is called Water. She performed it at the Oscars, I believe, didn't she? Or the Grammys? It was the Oscars.
Sure. I don't remember.
I was
all about Ken. That's all I remember.
But you have an update in tabloid, right?
Yes, this is super cool. It's a big prom surprise from an A-list star for a very excited high school.
You know, the warmer weather is on its way, and it makes me think about this. It's prom season, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. In fact, I know there's some schools in our area that their prom is the very first week of April, so it is not very far away at all. Payson High School is in Utah, and it is the school where they film the Kevin Bacon classic Footloose, and so they have been working for months now doing flash mobs and like recreations of scenes and stuff, trying to get Kevin Bacon's attention because it's the 40th anniversary of Footloose. And so they've been wanting him to come to their prom. And this morning, the Today Show was even at the school and they were all in the gym and they were doing like all these fun live shots and stuff, just talking about how they're on this campaign to get Kevin Bacon. And they surprised him with popping him up on the screen, and he was live and he announced that he is coming to the school. and he's going to be at their prom.
Now, was the prom, it's been so long since I saw that movie, was that like Beaumont, Texas?
No, that's, well, I think it actually is supposed to be Utah. They filmed it in Payson High School, Utah, and I used to, I couldn't figure out, because I always thought for years it was Beaumont, Texas, but I think it's actually supposed to be like a Beaumont, Utah or something like that. Because gotcha. There's tons of mountains in the movie, and there's no mountains like that in Beaumont, Texas.
There's not at all.
Yeah. But anyways, that's really exciting. So he surprised them, and I can't wait to see the follow-up when he shows up to their prom. They worked really hard for that. So I love movies, and I think we've all been very excited about the sequel to Beetlejuice. And they dropped a brand new trailer yesterday.
The juice is loose.
There's a little more to it. It's just all visual. You got to look for it. We get to see Jenna Ortega. We get to see Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, and of course, a first really good look at Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. And that movie hits theaters September 6th. Millie Bobby Brown and her fiance, Jake Bon Jovi, the son of John Bon Jovi, they are getting married, and she's going to have her Stranger Things papa, Matthew Modine. He, you know, he's kind of the scientist guy that's like her only father figure in the TV show. He's going to officiate their wedding. And apparently he's very excited about it. And he has already started writing vows and working on how he's going
to
do it.
That's kind of cool.
No offense to the scientist guy. I'd rather have David Harbour
officiate
my wedding. That's maybe just what I'm saying.
She must be closer to Matthew Modine.
How could you be? I'm closer to David Harbour. I love that guy.
I love him too.
He's the one that
he's the one that came to Kansas City. In music news, Shakira has dropped her 12th album, and she's got some fun guest stars like Cardi B, Karol G, and Tiesto. Post Malone shared a clip of a song that he's working on with Morgan Wallen.
Tell you right now, that's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Smash
hit. I
like
love it a lot. How we're going through another one of those times where the different genres of music bleed into each other.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of purists that really dislike that, but for me, it is so much fun to blend the genres.
I love the fact that music can reach more than just one type of person.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. In theaters today, we got to go see Paul Rudd in the new Ghostbusters movie, Frozen Empire. Finn Wolfhard's returning, and of course, the original Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd. There's also a new Sydney Sweeney horror movie. Got to be careful about that one, because some people think she plays the other H word in a lot of her movies. It's called Immaculate.
She's the prettiest person I've ever seen
she
in my life,
absolutely,
I think.
She is absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned. 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Serena Carpenter. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. So, you know, I've always talked about women whenever they have birthdays, they like seem to last like a birthday week or sometimes a birthday month.
As it should be.
This baby Grace is having birthday after birthday after birthday.
That's right.
She's had lots of visitors this week. She's going to have lunch tomorrow with both sets of grandparents at once, which is like her dream. Anytime she calls either of them on the phone, she wants to know where the other is. Like they should all four just live together.
Be together?
Yeah.
Oh, Willy Wonka them. Put them all in one bed.
Yeah, cute. So she's been having a great week, and it's just going to continue because our show's going on the road next week to Silver Dollar City, and she gets to go.
I'm actually pretty excited to go back there.
Yeah. Does Grace know that she's going to get to see her pals Rockin' and Teresa next week?
Probably. Whenever she sees a picture of one of you, she asks where the other one
is. She must be saving
the group.
We're the ultimate birthday surprise.
Yeah,
Rocket.
You are.
By the way, next week when we broadcast it, we'll be giving away tickets to go to Silver Dollar City because a lot of people are in spring break starting today, some people.
Yeah.
And then next week is spring break for a lot of people.
You know what it's time for next week, right? We're there. Because it's time for the all new Fire in the Hole.
Man, I see that commercial. And Silver Dollar City, that ride has been around for generations of families.
It's a staple. It's very nostalgic for kids, grown-ups who used to ride it as kids. Like, it's just that's the ride you think of when you think of Silver Dollar City as far as your childhood and your memories.
Do you know what I keep comparing it to in my head?
What?
Is our new airport. Because everybody in the Kansas City area was like, I love the airport. It's so great. Why update it? And now they're like, oh, never mind. I get it. The airport's amazing. That's exactly how it's going to be with Fire in the Hole. It's such a family classic. Everybody's favorite. And they're just going to be so excited by the unveiling of the new one.
They were smart the way they did it.
Yeah, they
because
are.
The way they marketed it was that they were getting rid of it. After so long, we're saying goodbye to it and we're getting something new. So in your heart, you accepted it's going away forever.
Yes. It made national news.
So when they announce it's not really going away, it's an all new, you were kind of over it. And so you don't care that it's different. Exactly. You're just happy that it's staying around.
But we have seen like, what is it called? The markups, the layouts of the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be cool.
All right. Steve Serrano is coming up next. We're getting out of here. But before we leave,
I'd like to just slow down and take a second look.
Second look.
And finally, a New York woman known as the hot dog hooker has been arrested again. Her name is Catherine. She first made headlines nationwide back in 2012 because she used to have a hot dog truck, but that was just a front for selling sex.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
Why everybody figured out who she was and how she got the name Hot Dog Hooker.
How disappointing, though, when you just really want a hot dog.
Yes.
And you go up to the van and she's like, I don't offer that.
Kansas City, we're getting out of here until Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.